March is known for plenty of weather ups and downs across this area, and that's exactly how things will play out over the next couple of days. Today is the up day. Temperatures have moved into the 50s in many locations this afternoon, but that will all go away as a complex late-season winter storm will impact the region starting late tonight, right through the day on Thursday. And Thursday is going to be a very cold day for this time of year, feeling more like the middle of winter than the end of winter. For now, the storm is just starting to come together over the nation's midsection. It will race to the east tonight, though it's going to take a while to arrive, so if you do have travel plans this evening, there will be no weather-related issues. Late tonight, we'll start to see a wintry mix push in from the west, and that could cause some delays for tomorrow morning's commute, at least in some areas. The storm itself will track across Pennsylvania tomorrow towards New York City. On that movement, it will intensify, and as that storm deepens, we'll see precipitation really blossom across the region during the day tomorrow, becoming moderate to heavy at times by tomorrow afternoon. The area with the greatest forecast confidence is the North Country and the Western Mohawk Valley, where this will be a significant snowstorm. By Thursday, snow amounts will range from 10 to 20 inches in this area, with some areas exceeding the 2-foot amount. Winter storm warnings are in effect for the North Country and also the Western Mohawk Valley right through Thursday. In and around the capital region, there are more question marks surrounding the storm. This is due to a long period of a wintry mix and a transition to rain that will occur tomorrow. And then tomorrow night, as cold air wraps in behind the storm, rain will go back to ice, then snow. Of course, with all of these transitions, there's a number of questions about snow accumulations in the middle part of our area. For now, I will forecast around 3 to 6 inches of accumulation by Thursday. However, I really do want to point out that those numbers could be lowered or raised depending upon exactly where the storm tracks and how quickly those transitions will occur. Across the far south, it looks to be a mainly rainstorm, though by late tomorrow night into Thursday morning, as cold air wraps in behind the storm, we could see rain end as a brief period of snow. And it's going to be a bitterly cold day on Thursday. Temperatures will slowly rebound on Friday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, a chance of snow by morning, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, snow becoming heavy, a wintry mix across the far south, high in the 30s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. A chance of snow by morning, lows in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, snow becomes heavy, a wintry mix across the south, high in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers by morning. A few pockets of icing are possible, with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Tomorrow, rain becoming heavy, high in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, mostly cloudy with a chance of a wintry mix by morning, low 28 to 33. Tomorrow, a wintry mix changing to rain in most areas, high in the 30s. Region-wide on Thursday, snow tapering off in most areas, though continuing in the northern mountains. Windy and cold with highs in the teens and 20s. Partly sunny with a chance of flurries on Friday with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.